And now get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Dick and Sade.
Oh, Mom, any of that swell cake left from last night? You know, the one with the raspberry jam stuck in between.
Why, yes, there's a little left, Tommy.
Well, can I have some before I go out and play? Can I, Mom?
Why, yes, dear. But you didn't used to be so crazy about my cakes.
Well, gee, you didn't used to make them so good.
Oh, I guess you're right, Tommy. My cakes weren't so good before I started using new Sure Mix Crisco.
Yes, that's how it is. Even the youngsters notice the difference when you change to the new Sure Mix Crisco for your cakes. Because with this amazing new Crisco, you can now make cakes that are lighter, smoother textured, and better eating than you ever made them before. Even with the most expensive cake shortening. And we don't know of a single other shortening besides Crisco that now gives you those three exclusive new cake-making advantages. Yes, lighter, smoother textured, better eating cakes. Now, that's because Sure Mix Crisco is the result of a revolutionary shortening discovery. A discovery you get only in the new Crisco. So naturally, no other home shortening can promise you such wonderful results in cakes. Why, just wait till the first time you use the new Crisco. Then you'll know it's different from other shortenings. In fact, you'll be delighted with a different kind of batter you get. It's so satiny smooth. Yes, smoother than you ever dreamed possible. You know, we tested those smoother Crisco batters right in our Crisco kitchens. Yes, we baked hundreds of cakes using many different recipes and every well-known shortening we could buy. And what happened? Well, just listen. The cakes made with Sure Mix Crisco were consistently lighter and smoother in texture than those made with any other shortening. They were the best eating cakes of all. Yes, we proved that you can make lighter cakes with the new Sure Mix Crisco. But the best proof for you is to try Crisco for cakes right in your own kitchen and serve your family better eating cakes made with Crisco.
No, haven't even started to leave yet, Fred. I don't guess Vic's even got a shirt on yet. Oh, I expect you ought to be there in the next 20, 25, 30 minutes. Uh-huh. Oh, really, Fred? How you mean? Oh? Oh, uh-huh. Well, I'll tell him.
Where's my blue necktie?
Uh-huh. I see. All right, I'll tell him.
See? She's talking on the telephone. Where's my blue necktie?
Just a second, Fred. What's the commotion?
Gov's hollering for his blue necktie.
It's in your left-hand dresser drawer.
Well, what's it doing there? I keep my neckties on the rack in my clothes closet.
I pressed it this morning.
I bet that remark took the teeth out of Gov's fury.
Yeah, I bet it did. Sorry, Fred. Had to holler to Vic upstairs. Yeah. All right. Goodbye, Fred. You're especially invited to come with us.
Am I?
Mr. Stambottom said to bring you if you weren't busy otherwise.
Probably just politeness.
No, he made a particular point of it. Wouldn't be surprised by what they laid in extra ice cream and salted peanuts.
Well, I'm no good at you people's card parties. I'm not allowed in the 500 game. I'm not even encouraged to take part in the conversation. Only thing I can do is fish a book out of the bookcase and lay down on the Davenport and read.
Well, suit yourself about it.
I'd rather go over to Vernon Pickle's house.
Suit yourself.
My abject apologies, Dr. Sleech.
Did you find your blue necktie?
Yes, and I feel like a cat in a feather. Here I was screaming and bellyaching about my blue necktie, and all the while my dear little wife had ironed it and laid it away neatly in my dresser drawer. It's all I can do to hold back the bitter tears of remorse. I'm a brute and you're an angel.
Sure.
Who's on the telephone?
Fred. Oh, by the way, Willie, before I forget, trot out in the cellarway and get Gov's overalls.
Overalls?
Fred said to bring them along.
What for?
I imagine it's mostly nonsense.
Why?
He was laughing so hard he could hardly speak.
Reconstruct the conversation.
Well, let's see. He said...
Vic and I are going to change the tires on my automobile?
No.
Well, that's what he said the last time he asked me to bring my overalls over.
No, wasn't anything about his automobile. I think it's just some comical horseplay. He was laughing his head off.
You asked him why he wanted me to bring my overalls over, I suppose?
Yeah.
What was his rejoinder?
Before we start the 500 game, your old man and myself are going to sneak off down cellar a few minutes and knock out the partition between the coal room and the fruit room.
Rush.
Yeah?
Instead of trotting to the cellarway and fetching my overalls, you will oblige Papa by stepping upstairs and fetching my easy slippers.
What's the idea?
I'm staying home is the idea.
How you mean?
I mean what I say. Sneak off down cellar a few minutes and knock a partition, yeah?
He was laughing, Dick.
Yeah, I bet he was. That big slob.
You think he intends
Of course. I can just hear him. Your old man and myself are going to sneak off down cellar a few minutes and knock out the partition between the coal room and the fruit room. A few minutes, huh? That partition is concrete.
Hmm?
That big baboon invites a guy to his home to play cards and tries to squeeze 5 or 6 hours of hard labor out of him.
Mom, that explains why I was invited.
Huh?
You said Mr. Stembottom particularly urged me to come along.
Yeah.
He can use another strong back and weak mind.
Fathead.
Well, Vic, we can't just not go.
I beg to differ.
He laughs so hard.
While he's laughing so hard, it is my sincere wish that he chokes.
But from the way he talked, it was my kind of halfway impression. He meant you two fellas were going to skip down in the basement and be gone a few little measly minutes and skip back up again.
Well, you've been in Stembottom's half-wit basement, say. You're familiar with the partition between the coal room and the fruit room. It's concrete, ain't it? Could any two guys in the world knock out a concrete partition in a few little measly minutes? Why, it'd mean at least 5 hours back-breaking labor.
Well, Fred certainly took me in. I expect you're right and all, but at the same time...
Well, of course
time...
I'm right. By George, that big yap's got more crust than a horse.
I know, Ruth. He's got nothing to do with it.
Skip down cellar a minute and knock out a concrete partition.
They got in ice cream and solid peanuts.
Ice cream and solid peanuts are a rich prize to dangle in front of a guy's eyes. But there's not enough ice cream and solid peanuts in the country to buy 5 hours of hard labor off in me.
Well, what did I better do? Telephone?
Yeah. Call up Stembottom and tell him to hurry over here with a shovel, because we're going to have a high old time digging a 50-foot well. And as soon as we get through, everybody gets a cold-boiled potato.
I have to give some excuse to Ruthie.
I'm sick.
What?
Teller Rush suddenly fell ill. The poor little chap out of a clear sky started to babble. And you took my temperature, and it was 111, by George. And the doctor's here now, and Vic's sitting in the corner with his face in his hands, and several trained nurses are coming by fast automobile.
Oh, ish. Look, I believe I'll call up and talk to Ruthie herself. I'll ask her right straight out without any shilly-shally if Fred actually means he wants
telephone
to...
Telephone, Dan.
That's good old Fred. Oh, by the way, Sadie, tell Vic to bring a pickaxe. We're going to have more fun in the circus tonight. We're going to rip the shingles off in the roof.
Hello? Oh, yes, Uncle Fletcher. Fine, thank you. He's well. Yes, and Rush, too. Uh-huh, he's a good boy. Why, just a second, Uncle Fletcher. Wants to come over this evening.
Good, great, elegant. There's an out. If we got guests, naturally we can't leave.
But we already accepted the 500 invitation. They'll smell a mouse.
Let him smell a mouse. Let him smell an elephant. I'll talk to Fred. I'll fix it up.
All right. Uncle Fletcher? Yeah, come ahead. Be delighted to have you. No, not at all. No, not at all, Uncle Fletcher. Fine. You bet. Elegant. We'll be looking for you. Goodbye.
Now, if you'll slap over the telephone, I'll make contact with Brother Stembottom. That big ox.
Oh, I hate stuff like this.
So do I.
We should use my scheme. Rush has fell ill. The poor little tyke's all broken out in green splotches. His tongue lolls out of his mouth. His eyes are glassy. His throbbing pulse...
I appreciate silence for a moment, Diego. 2572X, please. Yes.
I hope it's Fred answers. Otherwise, it'll be embarrassing.
Mm.
Poor Ruthie got in ice cream and solid peanuts and everything. I just hate stuff where a person...
Is this the governor of Wyoming? Hello, Fred. Fine, thanks. Say, Fred, here's the situation. There's a wrench in the machinery. Well, it seems Sade's uncle's looking in on us after a bit. Yeah, you know, Uncle Fletcher. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So here was my idea. Instead of us coming over to you guys' house, how about you guys coming over here?
I hate stuff like this. Just hate it.
Really, Fred? Is that a fact? I see. Well, in that case... Yeah. Well, in that case, Fred, it looks like we can't get together at all. No. No, I'm sorry, too. You bet. Oh, well, plenty of other evenings. You bet. You bet, Fred. Okay. Okay. Bye, Fred.
Not coming, huh?
No. That big hyena.
Well, what'd he say?
It's just like I figured. He's going to tear out his half-wit concrete petition. He planned to shove a bushel of back-breaking labor off on a poor lug he invited to his home to play cards.
Well, what'd he say? Couldn't he leave his petition go till some other night?
No.
Why?
Because he's got a couple of guys from the foundry dropping in after a while.
Oh, to help him knock out the petition?
Yeah.
Huh.
Satisfied now? Fred is a baboon, ain't he? Is Fred a baboon?
Yeah.
Let us all take pen and ink and write on the inside of our hat, Fred Stembottom is a baboon. A big baboon.
Poor Ruthie. Got in all that ice cream and salted peanuts.
Those big bruisers from the foundry can devour him. Side little chicken liver.
Yeah?
Come upstairs and fetch me down my easy slippers.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And here we leave Dick and Sade until the next time.
Lady, if you want your men folks to come right out in the open with praise for your cakes, then be sure you make them with Sure Mix Crisco. Because that amazing new Crisco can promise you cakes that are lighter, cakes that are smoother in texture, and cakes that are better eating than any other home shortening we know of. You see, Crisco is now made by an exclusive process that offers you those three important new cake-making advantages. Yes, lighter, smoother textured, better eating cakes than you've ever made before. Just the kind of cakes a fella likes best. Believe me, you'll even like the wonderful new kind of cake batter you get with Sure Mix Crisco. Yes, you will, because Crisco batters are smooth as satin. They don't separate or curdle the way batters made with other shortenings so often do. And once you've enjoyed the lighter, smoother textured cakes you can make with those satiny batters, you'll agree they're absolutely the best eating cakes you ever made. So make a note right now to order Crisco for your cakes. And don't forget to listen to Vic and Sade tomorrow. This is Ed Herlihy speaking.